Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you that day by day, we have the opportunity to open your Word, to find in it things that we can know about you. We can learn about your Son, Jesus, and we can learn your ways. And I pray today by your Holy Spirit, you will guide us into all truth. And we thank you again that you care so much about us to have sent Jesus into our lives to be our Savior. And we give thanks for this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The King's Ring of Approval. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 3, and verse 10. Haman made his request to King Ahasuerus that all the Jews throughout the Persian Empire be destroyed. His wrathful motivation was ignited by Mordecai, who would not bow to him regardless of the consequences. Rather than inflicting his revenge upon Mordecai alone, Haman desired that every person related to Mordecai and his ethnic group be punished for their insubordination. In chapter 3 and verse 10 of the book of Esther, we see the response of the king to Haman's request. We read, "And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the Jews' enemy." As we have shared before, the way to understand the Bible more fully is to use our imaginations and throw ourselves into the story. Let's use our mind's eye and see Haman standing before King Ahasuerus and demonstratively making his request. Suddenly, there's a break in his conversation, and Haman waits for the king's response. Our verse reads, "And the king took off his ring from his hand and gave it to Haman." When we see this reaction, we might wonder what significance it has. However, when we understand that to have the king's ring means that his seal of approval is upon the request, now we understand he was saying okay to Haman. In those days, whenever a paper was written, such as a law or legal document, to show the king's approval, there would be a drop of hot wax placed upon the document, and then the ring's personally graven ring was pressed into the wax. In other words, he was giving his seal of approval for verification. King Ahasuerus granted the desire of Haman when he gave him his ring. The verse goes on to say, "the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the Jews' enemy." Let us notice once again that this is a descendant of Agag. Years before, when King Saul should have killed every Amalekite, as instructed by Samuel the prophet, he disobeyed. And now the disobedience has come to fruition. Hammedatha means double, and although it may have been thought that there were only a few Amalekites left, the anger and feud of the Agagites lived on. They were the Jews' enemy, and revenge was their drive. Now through Haman, they would have as they desired. The Amalekites are a type of the flesh in the Bible. Our flesh nature must be constantly kept under control, otherwise it's likened to Haman requesting to have us destroyed. Allowance for any work of the flesh will only muscle its way into being our enemy, and the enemy of our soul, Satan, desires to have us ended. His motive is to have us removed from any influence that will perpetrate the kingdom of God. As we consider our scripture, let us take the time to examine ourselves and see if there be any wicked way in us. If so, let us rid ourselves of it. And if not, let us guard our hearts and not allow any sin to reign within. Next time, we will see more of King Ahasuerus' answer to Haman. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name we pray.